and welcome to Alzheimer's Speaks Radio. I'm your host, Lori LeBay, and I'm so excited that you're joining us today. We are going to have a fascinating conversation, as usual, as we learn from people all around the world at all ages and stages of life. Stay tuned as we shift our dementia care from crisis to comfort.
Here we go. What you think about?
Hi, everyone. It's Lori LeBay, and I'm thrilled you could join us today on Alzheimer's Speaks Radio. We are going to have a really interesting show talking about how a pillow holding your head up can really soothe your heart and help you feel better and more engaged for so many people, plus get rid of some of the aching to boot. But before I introduce our guest, I always like to shout out and say hi to all of our new listeners. For those of you that are new, Alzheimer's Speaks is about sound information, not just sound bites. We like to have real conversations with people at all levels all around the world. So please feel free to email me at radio@alzheimerspeaks.com. If you have a personal story, a business, advocacy work, research, just let me know. I would love to talk with you further on that. I would also encourage you to check out alzheimerspeaks.com. There we have one whole section dedicated to free educational resources on all different types of platforms. So no matter what your learning style is, I'm sure you'll find something there. We also have a book tab where you can get information on Betty the Bald Chicken, our children's book on lessons on how to care. And then I want to just do a couple of shout outs to a couple of events that are coming up. One is happening June 10th. It's a Saturday out in Andover, Minnesota. It is going to be in person only. It's being sponsored by Arbor Senior Oak Senior Living and Cedar Creek Senior Living, along with the Andover YMCA. We're going to be doing a film screening and talk back. And then also coming up on June, this will be a virtual event on June 29th, Spiro One with the instructor Samuel is doing a series of events celebrating the longest day of Alzheimer's, which I know for some is a negative connotation. And I always like to say it's the day that gives us the most opportunities to make a difference. So for both of those events, you can go to alzheimerspeaks.com, go to our free resources, and then click on our public events page. I'm excited to introduce you to Janice Chakrian. She is the inventor, founder, and CEO of Tossie, which is a brand in and of itself, and their mission is to elevate comfort one pillowcase at a time. And we are going to learn how the love for her father led her to this invention and how it holds heads up so hearts can feel full. Well, Janice, I'm so excited to have you here, and I'm thankful you sent me one of your products to try out. And I have to say, I love it. I use it a ton, and I'm surprised at how much I really enjoy it. It just that additional support, but we'll get into more of that later. So welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Lori. I'm really excited for this time.
Good. I am too. I really want to help get your product out there because I think it's going to make a difference in so many people's lives up from so many different angles too, which I think is really interesting as well. But I always start out asking, all of my guests if they have been personally touched by dementia in their own family or circle of friends. So if you don't mind sharing with our audience the answer to that, then we'll dive deeper.
Oh, sure. Like many people in your audience and like you, I too have been touched by dementia and Alzheimer's. My grandmother had it. And that was the first I've ever seen that. She was this woman who would felt like every child needed their own grandmother, would make us each individual cakes when we would visit her. And like, what grandmother does that? Three girls in my family and each one of us had our own favorite cake. And when she started forgetting our names, and I was young, and it really scared me. And I remember just being able to sit with her and just saying, you know, nice to meet you, and just responding to her in that way, which was my first experience of meeting somebody where they're at, not expecting them to know. And that little childlike response stayed with me my whole life, which helped inform me when my dad went through that. And so, you know, it's hard, my aunt as well. And, you know, you just want to just let somebody feel safe and cared for and comforted during this time in their life.
I can totally, totally appreciate that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Tasi? You know, what exactly is it? And how did you pick the name? I always find that really interesting. So maybe start with the name first, and then we'll get into the product.
Well, the secret is not so secret. Well, it's a word derived from the word Tausima. So we shortened the word Tausima, which means caring for in Samoan. I really wanted a word that evokes why I started my company, which was to care for my dad and to help him be comfortable. So Tausi is just a shortened version of Tausimo.
Okay, wonderful. So tell us a little bit about your product. You talk about, you know, elevating comfort one pillowcase at a time. So what the heck does that mean?
Well, let's face it. We all buy pillows. We have a linen closet filled with pillows that I'm never going to use. And I am finding it really, I did not want to when I was, well, let me start back in my story. When I visited my dad in a care community, he was slumped over in a geriatric chair. And we can all envision that. He was asleep because he was falling asleep more often. And he looked uncomfortable. And I just knew I couldn't help him for his end of life experience, but I could help him be comfortable. So I added a throw pillow that pushed him forward. I added a travel pillow that was in my sister's car, put that around his neck. That did not sit well with him, woke him up. He hugged me. All of the pillows fell on the floor. The caregiver came by, picked them up, put them behind his head and back. And I looked at the floor and the floor was dirty. You know, it's not the fault of the care community. It's just life. And so I just thought, well, let me just take measurements of the chair and find something that can strap to the chair. I didn't think I would be the one actually creating it and starting a business because of it. Mm-hmm. But I feel as though people deserve to have dignified and reliable rest. And that's why Tausi is a pillowcase, because you can stuff it with the pillow you already like. I'm not going to tell you what kind of density you like. And why should somebody have to get accustomed to something else? You have a pillow you like, and I have a pillow I like, and maybe they're different. And so Tausi's patented design is such that you're getting that support on the outside of your pillow. So it's augmenting what you currently have to a head and neck support system, or you can use it for lumbar support.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you were talking about your dad slumped over, because I remember my mom doing that at times. More so I saw it with other people because she was able to hold her head up. But yet when they're sitting for a long time and they go to sleep, you know, the head starts going to one side or the other. And a lot of times people are strapped into a wheelchair so that they won't fall out, you know, and yet the head kind of goes back and forth. And I just think for myself, how often my neck is stiff. Mm-hmm. And so you were so kind to send one out for me. Mm-hmm. And I use it when I'm working. And because I hunch over so much. And so now it helps me sit up better. And, I don't have the stiffness that I used to do. And I'm also finding, you know, you talked about the lumbar support, this little piece that most people would have thrown out. I use this constantly,
yes,
constantly for my back. And it makes such a big difference.
Right?
Yeah. Huge difference.
It's so simple. It's so easy. I sometimes call it stupid good. It's just that good. Because on my chair, I have it for back support. And then I take every towel seat comes with a mini bonus pillow, and I turn it And sometimes I will give myself little acupressure at different points of my back so I can rest back into that. And reminds me to improve my posture too. I'm glad you're enjoying it, Lori.
Yeah, definitely. Can you show us? I mean, I see one in the back there and I see some pieces.
I can show it to you. This is my original, the Taosi Horizontal. And Taosi Horizontal was designed to sit on top of your shoulders and then your head's caught from side to side. Simple. You're getting this bottom bar of foam. It is, it gives you that acupressure that you need on your occipital nerve, which releases stress. And I'm going to show you what it looks like. It zips out. And this is covered in antimicrobial and antibacterial fabric. And it's different heights. So the bottom is only 2 inches and the sides are 3 inches. That is because the little mini bonus pillow is 2 inches. It's this perfectly square 8x8 mini bonus pillow. It sits right inside of your Taosi. And if you fell asleep while like watching the movie, because you want to be a little bit more upright with your mini bonus in there, your head would still be caught to the side. It has that extra inch of support because, you know, your head weighs about 8 to 10 pounds and it is going to do the inevitable side slump roll. We catch it on the side. So therefore it's not doing that full on slump and roll because 80% of seniors have had a neck pain and it's head and neck pain that can be mitigated with the proper support. And the same percentage, 80% of seniors don't want a medical intervention for every little thing. So they endure. And why not just prevent it is my goal. So this is my Taosi Horizontal. Now my Taosi, as I said, straps to your chair. So here are the straps. The horizontal has longer straps. So if you have a lazy boy, a geriatric chair, you can strap it to that. Now I had a lot of my customers are saying, well, I would like one for the airplane. So I just turned it and made a Taosi horizontal, I mean vertical, which goes into your into the seat of an airplane or your car, has straps, but they're not as long. And that can strap to your headrest, not the whole seat, but those wings of the plane. And some planes don't have that. So I just find for myself, I just put it behind my head, lean back, and that's all the support it really needs. And your head and neck is supported. I'm also using my Taosi vertical for lumbar support. I have a contrasting pillow in there so you can see the colors. But we come in four colors and two configurations.
And your colors are on your shelf there with the gray.
They
and the blue.
Are. They are. They're nice. It's called this really nice, plush, luxurious chenille. And your Taosi, when you take out the mini, that U-shaped foam, you can put your Taosi into the washing machine.
Okay. So you have
gray, blue, camel, and ivory. Every Taosi is also lined in the antimicrobial and antibacterial fabric because of the fact that, you know, some people might have had trauma and I wanted their pillows to be protected.
Well, trauma or just sweating. Some people just sweat a lot too.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
So I think that that was such a really good idea and to make it a, you know, a washable item. So it's simple to maintain. I love the idea that you are allowing people to use their own pillows because again, there are so many different types of pillows. Like you, I had a linen closet full of them of, you know, different things that I had collected over the years. This'll fix that neck business, you know, and a lot of them were kind of the same height and I found that really awkward. So I like that the sides are thicker than what crosses the neck with that. I just think it's a brilliant, brilliant idea. And you know, to me, you know, for those who are sick and ill or living with a chronic illness, let's say are in wheelchairs a lot, to me, it's also an engagement tool to get them to hold their head up and to be engaged and look around versus when you're bored, it's real easy just to go to sleep and kind of roll up and pretend you're not there. And so for me, I say, not only does it hold heads up, but it really opens up the heart so it can feel better too, and it can feel full and be part of the community. And to me, you know, with this world of isolation that so many of us are living in, I think that's critically, critically important.
I really appreciate you saying that, and how that comfort not only is for the person using Chelsea, but also for their family members to when you see somebody look uncomfortable, we get really anxious of being around them. And that can shorten your visits with people and your loved ones. And when you see somebody comfortable, you feel like, okay, that part, you know, you can't do anything for somebody's end of life experience. We're all going to have it, but we can help them be comfortable. And then, you know, it's not just for people who are with Alzheimer's. That was my inspiration, but it's also for loved ones who are staying with them in the hospital and want to relax with them. It's for someone, it's a product you can basically give your grandparents and your college age kid, because, you know, reading a book in bed, we all know that feeling of just wanting to be comfortable while watching TV, reading a book, working at your desk.
Well, and pain has such a big effect on us. I'm going to just take a quick break here and want to let people, if you're just tuning in right now, you might want to rewind and just kind of hear the story of Janice, who is the inventor and founder and CEO of Chelsea, which is a really cool pillowcase that helps so many people on so many levels that we just really don't talk about a lot. And she talks about elevating comfort one pillowcase at a time. And it's a simple tool. I mean, I really look at it as a tool to live better, to feel better. I would think every chiropractor in the world would love this thing, along with so many different communities, but just at home. We've been talking about multiple ways to use this. We're going to talk a little bit more, but you can go, you know, directly to the website to be able to see the products. And that is TAUSIBrands.com. And be able to see the variety of uses, the colors, and so forth. But it really is pretty cool. So Janice, I want to talk to you because, you know, you mentioned about comfort, you know, and when we're not comfortable, we don't engage, we pull back. When we feel pain, we kind of shrivel up. I mean, it's just one of those things. You're not out in the world being your full self when you're uncomfortable. And for this to be able to really raise that a level, I think, and bring dignity to people, because I would think too, you know, there's a lot of people, I mean, I have a lot of friends right now who are getting their necks fused together, and with arthritis, they're just having a really, really tough time. And that extra support would be wonderful, wonderful for them at all ages. There are so many people that have back injuries and neck injuries. You know, it doesn't have to be about necessarily an older person either.
Yeah.
But anything.
And it doesn't have to be about pain either. Mm-hmm. You know, I know somebody takes it with them on camping trips because it's easier than bringing a pillow, and he uses it in the car while he's driving. So he's more comfortable. And then he's like, I don't have to pack any kind of pillow or stuff laundry into a pillowcase to create a pillow. So, there are 17 now vertical markets that doctor prescribe or recommend positional rest for recovery. So, you know, people who are going through chemotherapy, a friend of mine had cancer and she used her Chelsea in her while getting treatments in the chair for 6 hours. You need to be comfortable. But you know, I use it every night. You know what I even do? I take my little mini bonus pillow, and sometimes if on my laptop on the couch, which is probably the worst position I could possibly be in, I use my mini bonus pillow on my lap with my laptop. So now my sight line is much better. So I'm not getting that tech neck of looking down on my phone or on my computer. So the applications are really limitless. It's just up to your imagination.
Well, and you know, you're sitting on it, having it in lower back, you know, use. And if you don't mind showing that again, how you're using it.
Sure. I strapped it to the chair. So here's my, this is the one that would come with it. So it would look the same. So I strap it to the chair, and sometimes I will turn my mini bonus pillow out. And that's a very, that's one when I was just like, when I discovered that, I was like, oh, I really like this product. Because I was having some twitches in my back. And by doing that, and it stays in place, look at that. And my back goes against it. It presses it and it hits that, gives me some acupressure in that targeted region. I sometimes take this out just to have a different experience. So I am happy to, you know, personalize and customize how I need Talcy at that day and that time. It is, and then it straps to my chair. So you can see right here.
Yep.
I strapped it and it's good to go.
So in that application, it's not holding the head in place.
No, it is giving me lumbar support. And I just turned my little mini to myself, and it is just extremely comfortable. And you know what, if something's comfortable when animals get into it. And my my cats, if I have my Talcy lying around, will curl up into my Talcy. And my friend has this little tiny miniature, like a French bulldog. And he will take it off of her couch. She's captured it on video, but takes it off the couch, drags it to the fireplace, and then curls up into it.
Oh, what a hoot.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, like you said, there's so many different uses and possibilities for this. And that's what I think is really neat. And it's light, it's, you know, easy to lug around, you know, like you said, if you're traveling. I wouldn't have thought of that one. I had thought about the driving one. And so when you brought that up, it's like, oh, because I didn't know if it would interfere with vision or not. And I'm like, well, I'd have to really turn to have that interfere with that.
No. You know, if you're a side sleeper, it works. If you have sleep apnea machines, you know, that apparatus, or oxygen. This one care community was so excited to have a Talcy, a family purchase a Talcy for their loved one, because he kept knocking off his oxygen, and he was on Medicaid. So you're not allowed to put any tape on his face, because that's considered a restraint. You know, it just seems so little that tape was considered a restraint, but that was their what they had to adhere to. And so with Talcy, he's able to not knock out his oxygen, and the caregivers are less concerned about him making it through the night, because he was on constant watch checks.
Wow. Now, one of the things you had said, that it's washable. Do you have to hand wash it, or can you throw it in the machine?
Yeah.
That's always one of those things that.
Throw it in the machine. You can throw it in the dryer. I don't like hearing the clunk, 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 clunk from the straps. So I sometimes just will just dry it on my laundry rack.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. Now, you had mentioned, I thought that there were like 16 different uses, or different, I shouldn't say uses, but
marketplaces that
can you kind of run through all of those for us?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, we've touched oncology, people who have heart surgery. After you have heart surgery, your doctor prescribed to sleep upright for 3 weeks, and they're given a little pillow that looks like a heart that they have to hold to their chest if they wanted to get up. Or if they need to cough or sneeze, so it doesn't disrupt the procedure they had. Now, with Talcy, when you're sleeping upright for a week, your head is still going to go to the side. And you just, you know, you don't want to add to your recovery by getting neck pain. So you want to add Talcy to your lazy boy. People who have had any kind of breast surgery or top surgery, you again need to sleep upright and with drains. People in the estheticians love Talcy, because you're putting on really expensive night creams, and the last thing you want to do is wipe them off on your pillowcase at night. And so if you use Talcy, you're getting your expensive creams are staying in place. Cardiologists, let's see, people with dialysis have been using it. Gosh, I don't have my list in front of me. Let's see, I should know all of these. Travel. I took it with us when we went to Hawaii, and I wound up putting on my lounge chair by the pool because normally I would take my a towel and roll it behind my head, and I only had one towel instead of like my collection of two or three, and because I had my towel, see, my towel was used for when I got out of the pool, so I could just use my towel seat. So let's see, ophthalmology. My husband had a torn retina, and where his surgery was, he was needed to sleep upright for a week, so he would have no scarring on his eye. And he asked his doctor how to do that, and the doctor said, "Well, you just prop up pillows." And he goes, "Most people have about 20% scarring, and that's completely acceptable. That's within the range." And he was panicked. And so I was still in the prototype phase, and we grabbed one of my prototypes. And the next morning, he was excited. He goes, "I slept so well." And he had zero scarring on his eye. So
Wow.
it's important to have proper alignment when and you talk about, people have back surgeries, you don't, or in the chiropractor, you don't want to curl up like my son. He looked like a broken bird. Every time I would see him in the morning, his head was always weird configurations. And now he uses his Towsy for sleeping to keep aligned at night, because he doesn't know what he's doing at night. He just curls up.
Yeah.
So
Well, and
let's
there
see.
are so many people that sleep in their chairs, that's the most comfortable, but then you still end up, like you said, with that cocked neck of you waking
Right.
up going,
Exactly. Oh, rhinoplasty, sinus. I've had a couple of customers had sinology, and she said she was looking for, and I didn't know her, and it was always, delightful. So I'm still new. I'm just about a year old, my company, and to have somebody order it that I don't know is always just a joy, and connecting with my customers. And she said she went through so many pillows trying to find something for herself, getting ready for her post-surgery and recovery. And she put in a review, Towsy for the win, because it's the one product that enabled her to truly rest. When you know your head is not going in a position it's not supposed to go, you can sleep.
Wow. Well, you had mentioned too, for seniors, they don't like to really complain about pain and things like that. And I mean, I've seen that over the years where I think the boomers are like, "Hey, it hurts. We don't have a problem mentioning those types of things, and looking for an answer." But I think many of our elders think, "Oh, you just have to live with it, and this kind of comes with the territory." And my parents never had anything for this, and it's like, well, no, because it's being created by a younger generation, to avoid a lot of those types of things. So, I mean, talk about diversity in a wide range in terms of market. And I would think, all ages too can be affected by so many different things with this as well. And so, gosh, like I said, I was just really pleasantly surprised at the impact.
Well, tell me your experience when you got your Towsy. What did it feel like to you?
Well, first of all, your packaging is great. It just comes and it looks like it's something of value and well cared for, and the directions and stuff are real easy on that. I don't know if you want to pop open a box just to show your packaging at all.
Sure. Well, everybody gets a box that looks like this at their front door, which looks like a present, because you're getting a, you don't even have to wrap it if you're giving it to somebody else. But we kind of made fun of a few things, like you have permission to nap with your towel. You snooze, you win. That old adage, snooze, you lose. And then when you open it up, it says, "Meet your new best friend." And from your experience, Lori, I think you found like it is surprisingly comfortable that you wind up saying like, "I need my Towsy," and you look for it. Then as you open it, It has this one. I did not add my, I personalized my little input card, but I didn't put my input on how to use your Talcy. So I should grab that on my desk. But it has a thank you for me. And then it comes wrapped in a protective wrap. Mm-hmm. And your box shows you how to use your Talcy. The directions, simple. It's a stuff, place, click, relax. And each one of these, stuff, place, click, relax, you have stuff and click with an asterisk because that's optional. You mm-hmm. don't have to. You don't have to stuff it. Mm-hmm. On my chair, I don't have it stuffed. I have it just placed on my chair. And then let me grab, if you don't mind, you can look at my
background.
I'm going to grab a card that shows how you can Talcy. So let me see if I can get that. So there's so many different ways of people using it and age groups. So you can just relax, you can read, you can study, you can watch TV. And it extends one of those pretty low couches to having a more neck support, because sometimes we have decorative furniture in our home that's not very functional, but you can add your Talcy for more support.
I was, like I said, impressed with the packaging, and I loved that the protective cover too. So if you are traveling and you want, you know, to bring it with you, it's just kind of that little extra that says to me, this is valuable, and you know, you don't want to lose it. You want that extra protection for it. So I thought that was, I thought you did a really nice job with your packaging.
Well, thank you.
It is really simple.
Yeah. And you know, it'd be fun for your listeners to learn that the person who created my logo, I'm going to go back and show my logo. This is a nice little insight for you and for your listeners. The logo, for people who are just listening and can't see it, it looks like a T, and but it also is a face. Can you see the face in there?
Yep.
Yeah. And the person who designed my logo and the team that worked with me on my marketing and my name and my colors and my branding, they really came out because they believed in this product, and I was brand new. And the woman who did it is the one who did Pepsi's logo. So if you look at the Pepsi logo, they just redid the logo, but the one with the lowercase, her name's Mary Swenson. And, she's the one who made a smile into their logo. And with mine, we really wanted to evoke a resting face, a happy resting face.
Well, and the other thing I see when I look at it is just supporting the spine and the neck, you know, with the two coming out on the side as well, which is what the pillow does too. So it really is very diverse. And I love just your little saying. So it's giving people permission in a fun way to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
We talk so often, especially in caregiving, about self-care. This is a really simple self-care thing you can do, because a lot of times you can strain your body caring for someone else, but it can work for them just as well. So it just shows how much more we are similar than different. So I just think it's really just fantastic. And I can't say enough good things about it, honestly. Are there other things that we've missed that you want to talk about regarding Talcy? And, you know, we can definitely talk about, you know, what's next if there's nothing else that you want to add for these products here.
You know, I think with Talcy, I really do believe that everyone deserves to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. That includes, as you said, the caregivers. Because caregivers, when, you know, sometimes people get frustrated. Like I know my mom did when she needed a caregiver. She didn't want somebody in her home. And then when that, you know, and she was using her Talcy, she didn't want them sitting around because they were like, they couldn't be busy enough. And I was just, and I would say to her, they deserve to rest too when you're resting. Kind of like new moms, you know, if you're, that's another category for new moms who are, and dads who are nursing or bottle feeding a baby in the middle of the night, they need to rest too. Mm-hmm. And if they can catch a sleep while that baby is nursing or eating, you know, Talcy to the rescue for that chair. Cause I remember those first few weeks I was sitting upright when I was nursing and trying to do everything right. But you need to be comfortable. and we all deserve it. And our caregivers right now really need to feel comforted and well cared for.
Yeah. And, you know, when you mentioned about nursing, my daughter just had a baby. And so she's nursing. And I know sometimes she falls asleep when the baby's nursing, you know, because she's just exhausted. And that would probably help her a lot, too. So I'll have to mention that to her for sure. But yeah, it is. It's just kind of endless. The more you talk, the more needs you see out there. And so many of these needs, no one's talking about, really, you know, right. I mean, it's like, you know, we'll just do this, like when you get home from the doctor, but they don't say, how do you do it?
Right. Or like if you have a dental procedure, just face it. If you have a dental procedure and the worst pain that you have is when you lean, like flip it while you're sleeping at night and you go onto the cheek that, you know, it's an excruciating pain. So why not prevent that from even starting? So I didn't even think about dentists until we spoke. So that's another market. You know, you're right. We don't get the instructions on how to be comfortable when we come home from a procedure. And it's, if you knew that there's comfort waiting for you, I think it would make it a lot easier.
Well, and you know, people probably wouldn't avoid some procedures either. Mm-hmm. If they knew there was support out there to do that, because it's like, well, I just don't think I can do that, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, a simple tool, I mean, who would think of a pillowcase really as a tool, but it really is, you know, to living better and more healthy and feeling comfortable. And, you know, when you get a good night's sleep, it makes a world of difference in, you know, how we feel about ourselves, the mood we're in, how productive we are. I mean, all of those things come into play. And then if we're alleviating pain on top of it, that's massive. That's absolutely massive.
It is. You know, my friend was on a safari and she's, you know, the safari jeeps are metal jeeps. Oh. And she was in the back and her husband was in the front. And they were going over all of this rough road. And she was airborne and then came down and bruised her tailbone. Mm. And it was day two in her trip. And she had the remainder of the week. And she had her towel seat that she traveled with. And she wound up taking that with her in the Jeep. So she sat on it. Mm-hmm. And it gave her that cushioning that she needed because she kept re-injuring herself. And she didn't do that. And that gave her comfort. So when you talk about needing to avoid procedures or find ways to be comfortable. And the more you use your towel seat, the more you make it your own. Mm-hmm.
So one thing, let's say you're sitting on it, maybe that's the way somebody wants to use it, you know, kind of like a donut type thing.
Right.
Let's say will it flatten out eventually? Can you get a new insert?
No. You know, yeah, that's a good question that you ask about the foam. I am so particular with comfort. Mm-hmm. And I did not want a memory foam because I think for me, I'm not a fan of memory foam because it just keeps collapsing and collapsing. Mm-hmm. And it just never worked for me. Mm-hmm. And so when I was, and when my kids were sick, I used to call myself the queen of comfort because I would be like, oh, just give me 2 seconds. I want to fix your pillows. I'm like, no, I'm like, 1 second. I would like, bargain with them. And I finally would get them to, I'm like, I'm just going to fix your pillows. And I would refluff the pillows. They would lean back and go, ah, I'm like, yes. And that's what everybody feels when they go into their towel seat. They have that same, like, it's a reminder of a comfort that you'd long forgotten. And when I was reviewing foams, and I learned a lot about polyurethane hypoallergenic foams, and that was important to me, that people can feel confident that it's not going to degrade as you use your towel seat.
Yeah, well, gosh, I'm glad I asked that question. You know, you learn something new every day on that. So what's next for you?
Oh my goodness, what's next for me is I have a smaller travel policy that I'm creating now. And that's in development at this moment. I finally finished the design of it myself. I'm not a great sewer, which is ironic because I I honestly would make my kids Halloween costumes every year because I thought that was the standard of a good parent. Was I don't know why I had that in my head, but I would start them in August. Like, what do you want to be? And so I have somebody who's sewing my pillow for me. And also, we are still, a young company. We launched in March of 2020, which we all know that was the pandemic. And my goal was to get into nursing homes and hospitals. I wanted to meet that community first. And not being able to get there, I had to reconfigure my business plan and go direct to consumer. And now that the world has opened up, I'm really concentrating back in the reason why I started my company, to get Towsie into care communities and hospitals. And so, in that endeavor, if any of your listeners enjoy new companies, that when I launched my direct to consumer, I launched it on Father's Day. So we're coming up on a year. People always say, you should go on Shark Tank. That's something on my horizon. Hopefully, I'm also raising capital and doing some programs to do that. But it's hard because it's a product you have to explain. So I really appreciate you giving me this opportunity to talk about Towsie and for your listeners to hear that this might be something they want to consider, that they're not buying a pillow, untested. They're buying a pillowcase for their already beloved pillow that just augments it.
Yeah, I was just when you mentioned the smaller travel pillow, I think that that's cool. And then I thought of other things for you too, like just the rolls under the knees that sometimes people need, especially after surgery or if they've twisted something. And then even a body pillow. I think when you've got the hypoallergenic materials and stuff that you're using there, that would be really nice. And then I even when you talked about the woman who sat on it with the Jeep, I even thought for like the yoga pillows. Those are so they're almost like sitting on a brick, some of them. And so having a cush for some people with lower back problems with that might be really interesting too. And then that kind of ties into the whole relaxation mode, in comfort that the pillows give. So I don't know.
When you say that, I think when I first designed this, because I went through so many iterations. This is my fifth iteration, but when I came back to Oregon from visiting my dad in Texas, I took my travel pillows. I cut them up because it wasn't satisfying to me. I grabbed towels, I rolled those until I found a shape and a configuration that when I went, oh. I think it reminds you somewhere deep inside of our psyches when we were held as a baby, cradled in someone's arm. That secure neck alignment, that the walls of the arms, and the body holding a baby and giving them that comfort. I, with everyone who uses Towsie, has that same reaction, which to me, if there's a psychologist out there listening, I'm really curious if this is something that we all ingrainedly are returning to remember something that we've long forgotten, that being cradled.
Well, this has been a fascinating conversation. I really appreciate you, A, taking the time to tackle this, and I find it so interesting how many people are really touched by a loved one in a need. But I think that's how everything gets started. People see a need, but when it's that personal, need for a family member or a loved one, I think that passion just really lifts things off. And you can tell how dedicated you are to this and how much you appreciate how you've pulled this together and all the uses. And sometimes people have a product and it's like, no, it's supposed to be just used this way. And you're like, use it how use it however it works for you. And by doing that, it's really expanded being able to tell other people how to use the product as well.
You don't have to lie in, you can use it lying down in bed. Yeah, I agree with you. I thank you for noticing that. I don't like waste and I like value. And buying one pillow for one way of using it, I think it irritates me. So that's why I wanted something that use it this way, that way, that way. But it's funny, not a lot of people like the imagination of how to use it. So
yeah,
it's trickier.
But I think once, you know, once you use it and it is comfortable, you kind of go, well, why not try it this way? I mean, because it's just easy to do. And if it doesn't feel good, then okay, I'm not going to do that again. It's real, you know, it's not intimidating at all, you know, to try it out and things. And I think in this day and age too, people want multi-purpose products, which this really is. And that's pretty cool too. I think I'm going to send it. My daughter and son-in-law go to the chiropractor all the time. And I think I'm going to send them with mine to show Dr. Mike, because I think he'll be really interested in this as well.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So, well, again, thank you for your time, Janice. I really appreciate it. In wrapping up, I just want to tell people, you know, to go to the Tousy site. I have found this, I mean, I've learned more about the product and I already have one, you know, so it is really kind of endless in terms of how you can use it, and you really can't wreck it, which is kind of cool too. And it's easy to clean, it's easy to store, and you know, it will just make your life easier in a lot of different ways. I don't care if you're reading in bed or using it for work, or a loved one who is maybe in a wheelchair all day long and just needs that extra support, or you're sleeping upright at night in your recliner because you just don't sleep well anymore in your bed. I know I'm going to be 64, and the older I get, the more people I hear say that, you know, and so it's just kind of interesting. But I remember my dad sleeping in the recliner, you know, it was just more comfortable for him. And he didn't really, you know, ever say why. He never complained about it. He just did it. And then you mentioned all the different, you know, medical ramifications in processes that people are going through where this can really help too. So, you know, for our audience, I really ask that you like, click, and share this. Again, not because we want the likes, clicks, and the shares. That's not what Alzheimer's Speaks is about, but it's about helping other people find services, products, and tools that they can really use. And, you know, you can't use something if you don't know about it. I mean, I wouldn't have known to even ask for this product, but I do now. And so now I can share it. And that's a simple gift that costs you no money and no time to do. You know, it's just a real, real easy thing to do. So join us in being a giver of hope. You know, just pass the information along. Again, you can go to the Tousy website, which is TAUSIbrands.com. They're also on Facebook. You can find Janice on LinkedIn, and Tousy is also on Instagram as well. And you know, contact them if you've got a story to share, because that just helps her spread the word even more, you know. Or is there a place where people can write an endorsement for you?
Yeah, thank you. And yes, Google Tousy Brands reviews, and you can read my reviews and write a review there or on any of my social media. I would appreciate that. I just got onto HSN, their marketplace live, so I will be there. But I want to offer your listeners a coupon or a discount, because I just feel very moved by people listening and learning about my story. So if you use Comfy20, you will receive 20% off your Tousy.
Oh, so, cool.
COMFY20.
Okay. Well, that is fantastic. Appreciate that very much. And I know our listeners will as well. So again, thank you for your time. You really are making a difference one pillowcase at a time. And again, I say holding heads up so those hearts can feel full and engaged as well. It's just a great product. So thank you so much for sharing it with us today. Appreciate that,
thank
Janice.
You.
We'll see you all later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Meredith from the Senior Fitness with Meredith podcast, where I discuss all things for seniors, from fitness, your health and wellness journeys, how to be all over strong and beyond. I also have my mini podcast called Motivation with Meredith. It's a great, quick, motivational pick-me-up for your days. Join me. Listen now. Search for Senior Fitness with Meredith on your favorite podcast platform.